astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby.
Hello.
Hello again. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, friend.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, home.
Hi.
Yo.
G'day.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Hackers Without Borders, the greatest podcast on the planet.
Guys, tune in. Great show. It's not just about football.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Packers Without Borders for Thursday. We're going to do something a little bit different today. Instead of me having a guest on, just kind of wanted to reach out and touch on a handful of subjects with you guys and maybe even brighten your day. Probably not. But I digress. Listen. First thing I want to talk about is mock drafts. Everybody's got a mock draft. Everybody does their mock draft. It's fun to play. It's fun to move your G.I. Joes into and your Army men into different positions and predict or guess or suggest a certain way that the Packers should draft. You know, every year, all GMs, well, unless you're the Bears, but all GMs, they keep their cards nice and tight to their chest. Realistically, what are the needs? Okay. And I know some people will say the Packers don't draft for need. Listen, everybody drafts for need. Everybody needs to get a few guys in the draft. We need to get some offensive line help. Last year, we needed to get wide receiver help. Goot gave it the old steroid injection there and the wide receivers. And now the wide receiver room has never been happier. What are the needs that we need for this draft? The need of the need. What is the one or two pieces that we absolutely have to have? Right now, I'm not convinced that we're good at the safety position. I know we got McKinney. McKinney is a huge pickup. This fills in that center fielder, that Nick Collins guy that we need to have. Somebody's got to go beside him. And the guy's going to be a thumper. I don't know. When I talked with Tazeem and I talked with Dave Streger, and I mean, you guys have heard, maybe it's Nixon. I have a hard time believing that. I thought for sure Owens was a nice thumper. He was trending up at the end of the season. Obviously, Goot, Halfley, they didn't agree to any of that. So they went with somebody else. I'm not sure where they're going to find this guy. There's a handful of guys that I heard in the draft, one safety who used to play. And safety to go with McKinney, this is a must. Now, where are we going to get this? I don't know. Noticing how the free agency has shaken out, I don't see them picking up anybody in free agency, not even after the draft, right? Like, we're starting to get really, really late in the season for them to be looking at some of these guys. And honestly, most of these guys have been picked over. Safety, interior linebacker, that Mike position. I know we've said this a bunch of times. I know I've said this a bunch of times. I know Tazeem has said this a bunch of times. I'm going to say it again. This is a must-have. I'm not sure where they're going to get this from. Again, free agency being picked over. But again, you know, Goot did allude to the fact that trading a pick for a veteran guy, this isn't something that he just tosses around. And he said it on a couple of occasions. So maybe this is the insight. Maybe he's already got something picked. Maybe he's already thinking to himself, if I can't get the guy I want in the first or second round, then I know how to trade and pick up this guy. Who knows? I can tell you this. With all of these mock drafts, nobody's going to guess it right. At most, you're going to guess two, maybe three players out of the 11 correctly, maybe. And that's if you're really good at this. I like looking at mock drafts so that I can hear of other players that maybe I haven't thought of before or considered, or you know what, maybe even somebody I've never even heard before. There's lots of guys that always pop up that I've never heard before. The mock drafts are great for fans to play. It's another app. It's another game. It's another widget. It's another fidget. Listen, keep doing your mock drafts. Enjoy them. I don't do the mock drafts again, like I've said on numerous occasions. I never guess correctly. So there is no point in me even trying to guess because I don't know. I think maybe in the first round, we're going offensive line. I think when you have a brand new quarterback and you're going to re-sign him, looks like May the 4th, Star Wars Day, he's eligible to be re-signed. Wow, my tongue is not working today. He's eligible to be re-signed. They're going to extend him. I've heard reports that he's going to get $200 million. I've heard reports he's going to get $300 million. Listen, the numbers that these guys get are outrageous to play a game. And I'm sure he's going to get well compensated. Goot, in an interview, also mentioned that working with Jordan over the past 3-4 years, he knows what type of guy he is. So he feels a lot more comfortable handing over a bigger piece of the prize. I'm going to guess he's getting $200 million over, say, 4 or 5 years. His actual cap hit the first year will be nominal, 20, 25 million, something of that nature.
Hey, it's Jess Prowls from Hanco Carnival in Austin, Texas, and you're listening to Packers Without Borders.
One of the fans of the show, I'm a fan of his Twitter feed. Dennis submitted a article for Packers Without Borders. I'm going to read it out as best as I can here. Kind of give you a little. This is Brian Gutekunst's time to shine. Okay, the 2024 draft is quickly approaching, and once again, it's Brian Gutekunst's time to shine. Gotta love that name, Gutekunst. You know, could just be Smith or something, right? Since being named general manager in 2018, Brian has seen 6 NFL drafts come and go. This year will mark draft number 7, lucky number 7. Brian Gutekunst's main job is essentially to restock the cupboard with the best products he can find in the college player supermarket. He's competing with 31 other teams looking to restock their shelves. So far, history has been kind. Let's look how Brian's drafts have fared. Gutekunst's number 1 picks have been corner, linebacker, safety, quarterback, corner, linebacker, DL, and a DE. Other than Jordan Love in 2020, best available player, all the rest of the picks have addressed defensive needs. So again, we get into it. He does pick. We do draft for need. I mean, you're not going to go out there and get 11 kickers. You're not going to go out there and get 3 or 4 more wide receivers when we obviously need offensive line help. We obviously need defense help, right? Going into the 2024 draft, there was a glaring need for safety. However, that need was addressed on the first day of free agency with the signing of 5-year pro Xavier McKinney. I know it's a great one. But that still leaves 4 1- and 2-year backup safeties going into training camp. So safety will still be on that table for that number 1 pick. Brian has maintained that he picks the best available player, BAP, on the board. The most coveted offensive players will most likely be off the board within the first 24 picks. So my bet, Dennis's bet, is that Brian will once again select a defensive player at 25. And, you know, I don't think we pick at 25. I think we move up or we move back in that first pick. Goot likes to move. But let's see what Dennis has to say here. Gutekunst's second picks have been corner, offensive line, running back, center, wide receiver, tight end, and wide receiver. The thinking here is that because the first pick was a defensive player, then the Packers need to address the second biggest need, and that would be an offensive player, which would then balance out the slate. Now, this is where Gutekunst's BAP thinking comes into play. With needs on the offensive line and at running back, you'd be looking at the My doctor says 2 more operations, he'll be fine. With needs on the offensive line and at running back, he'll be looking at the best athletes here. Brian will also factor in the depth at those spots. If there is no quality depth, then he'll be looking to grab the top player. If there is depth, then it'll be safe to wait. The best bet here would be offensive tackle. See, this is why I like Dennis. That would certainly fulfill the best available player and also fill a big need for the Packers front line. Gutekunst Number three picks have been linebacker, tight end, wide receiver, O-line, and tight end. History suggests that Brian has not hit on third rounders, but perhaps he has turned the corner with the Tucker Kraft pick last year. At least we can bet the tight end will not be his thought here. I would not be surprised to see a reach for running back here, says Dennis. Fans covet running backs, but it seems that GMs are waning in their interest. While the need isn't great for some, Packer fans make it out to be, there could be some surprising players who could drop down. But it also depends on who Brian has remaining at the top of his draft board. This is the most important part, Packer fans. What is on Brian's draft board? What is on Brian's draft board compared to your mock draft? I'm sure it's night and day. I'm sure it's completely different. Who knows? Maybe Brian's thinking, last year I injected the wide receiver group. This year I got to inject the offensive line. Brian Gutekunst's number four picks have been wide receiver, O-line, and edge. Gutekunst has not had many four picks over the years, and two of those picks were in the same draft. The fourth pick has been something Brian likes to trade away in package deals. If there's going to be a trade, then this pick may not be needed. But if Brian does stick with the pick, history suggests an offensive lineman would be a great choice here. Needs being what they are. Gutekunst. Man, I can't get over that. Number five picks have been offensive line, punter, wide receiver, defensive line, linebacker, D-lines, cornerback, linebacker, QB, and wide receiver. These are the bread and butter picks, the picks that have made the biggest impact during these drafts. These aren't just BAP metrics. These are also the most intriguing gut feeling picks. These are the picks that fill the biggest needs. Dennis, predictions? Dennis has no predictions. This is where Mr. Gutekunst makes his money. This is where the present and future will be reconciled. My suggestion is just to sit back and watch the master at work. It's Brian Gutekunst. Time to shine.
Hi, this is Carla from California, and you're listening to Packers Without Borders.
Brussels in Belgium.
Central Illinois.
LA, California.
Nova Scotia.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Northern Wisconsin.
Sweden.
Sheffield.
We're in Michigan.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Seattle.
Wichita, Kansas.
From the UK.
Chicago, Illinois.
Granger, Indiana.
From Melbourne, Australia.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Cincinnati.
From Ohio.
Nebraska.
San Diego.
From Willow Springs, Illinois.
California.
Nebraska.
From Northern Michigan.
Austin, Texas.
California.
LA, California.
Turkey,
Kansas City,
Indianapolis, Indiana,
Southern Cali.
You are listening to Packers Without Borders, the finest podcast in all the land. People move into this groove up through the night. Take a flight to Paris, do a show, watch me blow in the spotlight.
Now it's time for Matt's Motivational Meaningful Moment.
I got a new pair of gloves today, but they're both lefts, which on one hand is great, but on the other hand, it's just not right.
This has been Matt's Motivational Meaningful Moment.
Yo, this is Matt Ramage, and you're listening to Packers Without Borders.
I mean, if we look at last year's draft, okay, we had 13 picks last year. Okay, we got Jalen Reed in there. We got Wicks in there. We got Grant DeBose. I'm not even sure I've even heard of that guy. Again, though, Tucker Kraft, right? Luke Musgrave. I mean, we stacked the wide receiver room and the tight end room pretty good here. This year, we got 11 picks. Number 25, the second pick, number 41 from the Jets. The another second rounder, number 58. Third rounder, 88. Third round, number 91, that's from the Bills. We have the fourth round pick of 125. So right there, we've got five picks in the first 100. Number five pick, 168, is compensatory. Number six, 201, a sixth round, 219. That's compensatory, whatever. Seventh rounder, 245 and 255. 11 picks this year. We got a handful of guys that we need. Like I said, some offensive line, maybe a little cornerback, safety needs. It's a handful of things in there. There's not too many picks, you know, as I go through here. I mean, I look at Juwan Moore. That didn't work out. Owen Burks, MVS, Equanimeous St. Brown, you know, let's see here. Darnell Savage was just released. Jace Sternberger, Kingsley Keke. Let's see, Ty Summers. That didn't really work out. DeGuara, again, that, those third rounders, they've just eluded him. Amari Rodgers, third round in 2021. Sean Ryan, again, third rounder. Let's see, TJ Slayton was a good one. Cole Van Lien didn't work out. Isaiah McDuffie, Boston College. See, he's one that everybody's been talking about, might be playing the MAC. I have a hard time believing that simply because he doesn't seem to be the intellectual type, and that's what you need in the mic position is an intellectual type. But I mean, we're gonna have to see, right? Jonathan Ford, seventh rounder. Rasheed Walker out of Penn State, seventh rounder. I mean, where does he find these guys, right? Where does he find these guys? Goot is Goot's the master. Thank you very much, Dennis, for that article. It was great, great piece. Definitely gives you something to think about. Hafley's defense, the 4-3 defense. We're probably going to see more of the 4-2-5 or even a 4-1-6. So we got to get that Mike linebacker somewhere. I'm not sure where we're going to get that guy. That's definitely a puzzler. Listen, Packers Without Borders, we talk about Packers, of course. We talk about the NFL. We've talked about the NHL. We've talked about movies. We've talked about European or Wales football, soccer. I have had on, let's see, Matt Ramage, Tazim Wajed, TJ Wims, Sean Winter, you know, podcast stars, TV movie stars, ex-NFL players, current documentary stars with Wrexham. And I mean, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it a bunch more times. Go watch Welcome to Wrexham. If you're a fan of the Packers, if you're a fan of the underdog, if you're a fan of that team that is owned by the city, you got to go watch Welcome to Wrexham. It is well worth it. I appreciate every single one of you guys listening and tuning in every day. I know some days we've got some really exciting guests, and then other days we've got guys on like the Couch Potatoes, and we talk about movies and debate movies and who can pick better movies. I know that that's still an argument that continues in our group messages every day. Who won? Who didn't win? Don't forget, guys. Listen, if you want to send in an article for submission to be read, or even come on and read it on the air, do me a favor. Send that off to, it's all one word, packerswithoutborders@outlook.com. packerswithoutborders@outlook.com. Find us on Twitter, Packers Without Borders. And send me a message, send me a DM, give me a shout. Don't forget, we also do mailbag. Answer all of your questions, Packer-related, life-related questions. Go ahead and send those off. Again, find us in the DMs or packerswithoutborders@outlook.com. I'm going to continue to find interesting guests. I find that not really having a format and just having a conversation between two people or three people about whatever subject it is that we're looking at, it's something I want to listen to. It's something I want to make. It's something I want to produce. It's something I want to put forward as my product. And I look forward to your feedback. Hopefully all of it is good, because I do not take criticism at all. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. I probably shouldn't even be saying that. Listen, we got the draft coming up at the end of the month. This is an exciting time. The team is going to, who's going to be the new jerseys that are going to be selling? Who's going to be the hot player? I can tell you, I don't like to buy jerseys because I seem to be the player killer. As soon as I buy a jersey, something happens to that player and he is off that team. It all started when I bought Plexico Burris jersey. And I bought it because of the Super Bowl, of course, and how well he played. And I thought, gosh, this would be a great jersey to have. And then, of course, he shot himself in the leg in that nightclub with his own gun. So that was the end of that. I got myself a Davante Adams signed jersey just in time for him to demand a trade. I bought the Aaron Jones jersey just in time for him to go be a Viking. You know, I seem to just have bad, dumb luck when it comes to jerseys. So I tend not to buy them until after they've played for quite a while. I bought a Charles Woodson jersey after he won the Super Bowl and retired from the Packers, moved on to the Raiders. That's I seem to be a bad luck. Do you guys have any ideas of any guests or any topics you'd like me to discuss or talk about? Please, again, send me a message, packerswithoutborders@outlook.com. Find me on Twitter. I want to get some guests about UFO activity, and I don't want to get, you know, the guy in the tin hat and the tinfoil hat out in the middle of the Ozarks. I'd like to get some real, maybe even NASA scientists or, you know, people from the military, the Air Force, somebody with some credentials. If you know anybody, please tag them, send them my way. I'd love to do an episode or two about things that we see in the sky, other than the sun and clouds and moon and stars, of course. And then another topic that has always intrigued me and always kind of got me interested, I mean, not all of the shows, but some of the shows, is ghosts and ghost hunting. Do you believe in the supernatural? Do you believe in ghosts? I'll tell you, my kids and I, when we go camping out at the lake and we're surrounded by no one and we're in the middle of nowhere, we listen to those podcasts, those UFO podcasts and those ghost podcasts, get those ghost stories and get all wound up at night and scared. And it's kind of a trip. It's kind of exciting. It's an awful lot of fun. So we like to do that sort of thing. And I'd like to talk to a few people, actual paranormal scientists, not, you know, Dave's kid who looks for ghosts in the bushes with his buddies, if you know what I mean. I don't need that guy. That's the last thing that I need. I'd like to get a few people on with some credentials. Again, if you can, you know of anybody or want to tag me or tag them, find me again on Twitter or PackersWithoutBorders@outlook.com. Just a quick one for Thursday as we prepare for the weekend. April 4th, Thursday, 2024, Packers Without Borders. Listen, if you can't, you can't be good, then be kind. If you can't be kind, then be good. I don't know. Listen, there's a handful of different ways to sign off. There's a handful of different things. This is how it is. This is how it will be. This is how it ever was. You know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Be kind to everyone another. I'm going to leave you by saying peace. Go Pack, go.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end of laughter and soft lies. The end of nights we try to die. This is the end. We'll be right back.
Packers, I